Afternoon, everyone. Good to have you joining with us. We just had a very traumatic experience a few moments ago. Tozer was off the lead and he had ran off over the other side of the path. And I called him back, but just as he was running across the path, there was a man on a bicycle. And Tozer ran in front of his bike and he hit Tozer. Tozer was okay, but this man went over the handlebars and there was a big crunch. And I thought, oh boy, this boy's going to have broken a collarbone or something. But he didn't seem too bad. He was pretty gracious about it, actually. I thought he was going to get a punch in the bake. But he was pretty good and pretty gracious. And he helped him up and we got talking. It turned out he was a Christian. Actually a preacher, a lay preacher. And seemed to love the Lord. And so his name's Keith. So Keith, if you're listening to this, I apologise again. Roy's apologising for this dog. So I'm really sorry. And thank you for the gracious way in which you handled it and for not giving me a hiding for that. And hopefully we'll maybe meet again someday. And God bless you, Keith, as you continue to preach the word of God. John chapter 8, verse 44. The Lord Jesus Christ was speaking about the devil. The devil's a real adversary. He's a real foe. And it's interesting here that the Savior was speaking to the religious crowd, the Pharisees, who should have been teaching people the truth, but they weren't. And the Saviour said unto them, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And one of the titles, therefore, in the word of God that is given to the devil is the father of liars, or the father of lies. He knows the truth, but he doesn't spread the truth. The Bible describes him as being the god of this world, and he blinds the minds of them that believe not. And so therefore, it stands to reason that so much that is in this world in which we live is untrue. There's false religion everywhere. There are false philosophies everywhere. There is fake news everywhere. And so much of what the media portray and present to us has a spin put on it. It's anti-God. It's opposed to the truth of the Word of God. And even the simple facts of life very often are obscured by everything that is pumped out by this world. And often the result of that is a lack of trust, a lack of confidence, also a lot of fear, a lot of confusion, a lot of uncertainty. Who do I believe? What do I believe? How do I respond to the news that I hear? And all that's going on in this world of ours. There's a lot of we hear that's right, but a lot of we hear as well that's wrong. But on the flip side of that, the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 1:14 says he is full of grace and truth. The Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. The Lord, praying for his disciples and his church at large, said, Father, sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. And so whenever I look at the Lord Jesus Christ and I come to the word of God, I find that which is real, that which is solid, that which I can trust for time and for eternity. Full of grace and truth. John 8:32 says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Maybe today you're a truth seeker. Maybe today you're confused about the world that we live in and you realise that so much of it's just a facade and so much of it is just on the surface. If you come to Christ, get into the Word of God, ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. May God bless you today. May you come to know Christ who said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. God bless you all, and Keith, look after yourself and hope you recover well from that fall. Thank you for being so gracious to us. God bless you.